I sign thee with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have you ever wondered what goes on back in the sacristy? I remember when I was very little, I think I was younger than these little children who will be confirmed this morning, getting the notion in my head that back in the sacristy, that's where limbo was. And there were all these souls sort of waiting. There was a screen on each side of the altar, and then there were the two side altars, Our Lady and St. Joseph. And I got this idea that, well, that's where all the souls were waiting. It's funny and curious and amusing to think back on it now, the ideas that the little children have. But in the sacristy, there aren't any souls, not that I know of, a poor soul or two perhaps at times. But for the rest, we store the sacred items for Mass and the ceremonies of the church here, the vestments and the sacred vessels, and that's where they are laid out and prepared. And then the priest and the servers get vested there, and the ceremonies are properly prepared, and the flowers are taken care of back there too. When everything is ready for a Mass, by custom, the master of ceremonies, or the server who's the senior, says, procedamus, which means, let us go forth, let us proceed. It's quite a popular saying. Sometimes, several of the younger boys vie amongst themselves as they will, and they'll all say it together at the same time. And others merrily mispronounce the Latin. It's procedamus, but sometimes you get percedamus, which actually means spare, we're giving. That could have a different signification, I'm sure. I once knew a bishop who, when everything was ready, would just cut to the chase, and he didn't wait for the MC. He would just say himself, and out loud he would say, okay, let's go. And I thought of that dear old bishop this week on Wednesday. You remember Wednesday when we had all that terrible rain, Wednesday morning? It was the feast day of St. Francis Caracciolo. As this saint from 16th century Italy lay dying, more than once he said, let's go, let's go. Now in the Italian, that's andiamo. Finally, one of the priests who were with the dying saint at his deathbed said to him, ma padre, dove andiamo? But father, where are we going? He didn't answer then, but at the very end, just before he died, he sat up and he opened his eyes wide and he cried out very loud, al cielo, let's go to heaven. Then he closed his eyes and he lay back on the cushion, on the pillow, and he died. Let's go to heaven. This saint, Francis Caracciolo, is known as the preacher of the divine love. He was all about the sacristy and the sanctuary, everything being as beautiful as possible, getting people to church and to the sacraments, and saying that our Lord was never left alone or abandoned. The preacher of the divine love. Well, that would make him to be, I'm sure, the preacher of the Holy Ghost, the love that unites Father and Son together, the love that unites us with God, the Blessed Trinity. The Holy Ghost gives us sanctifying grace, starting with our baptism, the life of God in our souls. And then that work which starts then, you children know, now will be perfected this morning by the sacrament of confirmation. If we are to go, I mean, go to heaven, and if we are one day to be able to exclaim with confidence on our deathbed, God willing, okay, let's go, then we will not be going without him, not without the Holy Ghost, not without God's love and God's life, which is sanctifying grace. Confirmation is, in a sense, the sacrament of going. Sometimes, I think in the modern way, they delay confirmation till they're teenagers, and it becomes sort of a graduation ceremony, I think, a bit like the Jewish bar mitzvah. And after one's gone through all of the trouble of passing tests and fulfilling requirements, that's the last sacrament that they'll receive. And sometimes that's the last time you'll see them in church, I'm told. Not so for us. I'm sure that none of you, little children, will be going anywhere except back to church tomorrow to make your first Holy Communion and back to church again, wherever you may be, for the rest of your life, so that you may go to heaven. It's not a sacrament of going away. Confirmation is a sacrament of getting ready to go, of being all prepared now, of being, it's a bit like, I suppose, the preparations you'll be making if you're going on a trip this summer, how you've got to prepare everything and stock up. You'll be stocked up with sanctifying grace by this sacrament for your trip to heaven, and sealed with the Holy Ghost and the sign of the cross with the chrism on your forehead, and that character, the image of our Lord, remember, Jesus Christ, imprinted on your soul. If Jesus is in your soul by means of this sacrament, you are indeed ready. And so, although you're just little children, you are spiritually adults now. You will receive all of the sacraments that you need to get going on your life's journey towards heaven. When I had the children on Thursday for our little day of recollection, I asked them, now, what's the other time that you get a cross on your forehead? And I was very impressed. Young Matthias knew the answer. You get a cross on Ash Wednesday. It's the black cross made with the ashes of the burnt blessed palm. And that cross comes to remind us all that we must die. We forget it easily, don't we? And that's why we come back to church every year on Ash Wednesday, for this salutary reminder, at least once a year, that we must indeed die. But this other cross I'll be giving you today at confirmation, this cross made of the holy chrism, which is a sweet and a strong medicine for your soul. It will glisten for a moment on your forehead, and then it will go down to your souls, children, for all eternity. This cross the bishop signs you with today says, you were not made for death. That wasn't the original plan. Original sin got in the way. But then comes the Savior, our blessed Lord, to wash away sin by baptism, and now he sends his own Spirit to make us like him, God the Holy Ghost, and to make you to be strong and perfect Christians, soldiers of Jesus Christ. This is the sacrament of soldiers. Remember we went over that too? The sacrament of soldiers. And that's why you receive at the end the little tap or slap on the cheek to remind you to be ready to suffer. But these soldiers, the little ones, you'd say, people would say, but you're so young, so innocent, so little still. Well, they're old enough, aren't they, to know the difference between right and wrong, to know their catechism and their prayers, to commit little sins, but still young enough to be innocent and old enough to make an innocent and a worthy confession. And these children, it's a wonderful thing, they have no idea what lies ahead of them in their lives, but they step forward today to take the soldier's oath, which is the sacrament of confirmation. But they are so young, People sometimes object that, you know, not only for confirmation at St. Gertrude, but for all of the sacraments. In the new way, for baptism, they don't baptize you right away. They wait sometimes for weeks and weeks or months for different classes and formalities to be fulfilled. Because there's no urgency, there's no rush. There's no, but there isn't, to be reborn as a child of God. And then for confession, they'll say, oh, they're too little for confession, they're too innocent, what sins could they commit? But they're not too little for their little sins, nor are they too little to form good habits to last them for the rest of their life. And I think, you know, it is the same thing for every sacrament. Some will say, oh, at 6 or 7, well, they're just too little to make a first communion. And the same thing for holy orders, if you think of it, or for matrimony. I remember when I was ordained a priest, they thought I was the altar boy. The first time I showed up to say Mass, it was so young, hard to believe that, but I was so young looking then. And who has not thought of a young couple on their wedding day, so young and so innocent? But who isn't at those times? That describes all of the sacraments, and even the last sacraments, extreme unction. People would say, no, it's too early. Don't call the priest yet. He's not dying yet, so we don't really need to frighten him. And even at a funeral, won't people so often comment, well, he died so young. And yet, remember, man, thou art dust. Unto dust shalt thou return. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. So, dear confirmands, procedamus. Let's go. Let's go to the altar of God to receive the sign and the seal of the Holy Ghost. And let's go out to live each step of the way with the grace of the sacraments. It's true, when we receive our sacraments, no matter how old we are or how young, we're never perfectly prepared. We're never quite mature enough. We're never completely ready. We're always lacking in understanding and knowledge. But those are faults the Holy Ghost, by his gifts, will remedy. Almighty God asks of us only that we remember him, that he made us not for death, he made us for life. He only asks that we remember his love as we go forth. Children, as you come up to the altar today and tomorrow for your communion day, dear faithful, as you come up to the altar and come to church, as often as you come to hear Holy Mass, remember those dying words of a saint, their words to live by, and andiamo al cielo, let's go to heaven. Okay, let's go. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.